Hey, this is Dr. Letitia Wright, and you're listening to the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. This podcast is for anybody who's interested in crowdfunding. You want to learn about raising money for your business, investing, or even how to raise money for a charity using crowdfunding. I'm your host, Dr. Letitia Wright, America's crowdfunding strategist and a crowdfunding expert that's actually been there, done that, and got the money. Thanks for hanging with us. Here's today's podcast. Hello, crowdfunders. Today, we are going to talk about self-care. I know you're out there raising money and doing all the things to get ready to raise money and learning how to do it, and it can be kind of stressful. I haven't talked a lot about COVID, but the way I'm getting through this is lots and lots of self-care. So we want to talk about products that'll give you the self-care and help you feel better. Today's guest is Lynn Power. She's from Masami. It is a shampoo, conditioner, styling gel, shine, and they even have a travel kit. When we get to travel, we can take it with us. And I love that because carrying a huge bottle around of my regular stuff is not cool at all. And she's going to talk to us about this new product. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be on your podcast.
You know what? I forgot to tell them all the work you've done. Let me give you a real introduction. She's a longtime ad agency executive, and she loves beauty. She has worked with Gillette Venus. She's worked with Nexxus to reposition them for success in their comeback. She's worked with L'Oreal Natural Max, American Express, Hershey's, Nestle's, Kimberly Clark, and many, many more. So she's got a lot of experience in the field, and we just love having her here. So tell us what's different about Masami.
Yes, sure. So we created Masami and launched it just in February 2020. Sorry, my years and days are all
of them. Yes, it is a future product. We love it.
Exactly. It's amazing how that works. But yes, we just launched and it seems like it was eons ago, but it was really only, you know, about 2 months ago. But we've been working on the products for almost 10 years. My partner actually found this Japanese ocean botanical called Makabu in his trips to Japan. His husband's Japanese, and started experimenting with this ingredient, which is all about hydration. And we had decided when we were making these products that we really wanted to nail hydration because it's the number one unmet need for consumers. It's been that way for a long time in hair. And when you fix hydration for people, you fix a lot of their other hair issues and they don't realize that. But like if your hair is hydrated, it's usually healthier, it's shinier, it's more manageable. It's not as frizzy. Your curls are more defined. If you have curly hair, if straight hair, you might have more volume. So for us, getting a product that was going to solve hydration was key, but then doing it with clean formulations. That was the other piece because so many products on the market today still, shockingly, have toxins. Like 90% of hair care in the U.S. market has toxic ingredients, ingredients that are known to be toxic. So we wanted to take out sulfates, take out parabens, take out the phthalates, the stuff that's... sorry, that's my dog.
No worries. We're all working from home these days.
Exactly. So anyway, so we wanted to take out all those bad ingredients, but the challenges in hair care, usually the brands, when they've taken out that bad stuff, and you may have experienced this yourself, you know, a lot of those products just don't perform very well. They're just sort of like meh, you know, they give you sort of a lackluster experience, or a very unfulfilling experience. So they just don't feel rich or thick, or, they don't feel like they're giving you the performance you want. So that's why it took us so long to make these products, because we wanted to marry the clean beauty with the hydration and the high performance. And that was what was so hard to do. So we follow EU standards. We took out all the bad stuff and we've created these products that are just like massive hydration, but without weighing your hair down. And that was a key too. I just said a lot.
Yes. But we do want clean products in our hair, because one of the questions I was going to ask you is, is it just the hair? Is it affecting the scalp? What's really happening? And, you really explain that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think what people don't always realize when they think of their personal care routine and they think of their hair as sort of, topical, if you will, but you're actually rubbing your shampoo, and sometimes, you leave your conditioner on for several minutes, and your scalp is one of the most absorbent parts of your body. So when you actually have detergents, which is what those toxic ingredients really are, in your products, it's just not good, for your body and I think the reality is we're all dealing with sort of, the onslaught of the environment and with, allergies and all sorts of things that have cropped up in our lifetime. And I think people are becoming more and more aware that putting things that are known to be bad for you in and around your body is probably not a good idea. I think hair care is just catching on to this. So we'll see if consumers really start to educate themselves a little bit more. I think skincare is much further along. I think people kind of intuitively get, when you put skincare on, it absorbs into your skin. So you don't want to put on things that are dangerous or not good for you. But I think we're going to get there in hair care pretty quickly.
Yes, I think so too, because there's definitely a movement of natural hair care. And when they say natural hair care, not only do they not want to put chemicals on their hair to straighten or curl the hair, but they also want all of the shampoos to be, natural and not have all these extra ingredients. And so there's definitely a movement going that way. There are not enough products to fill that. And so Masami being there in the market is going to be great. So can you tell me a little bit about the Shine Serum? Because we want to condition our hair, but often nice conditioning results in sort of a dull look. And so let's talk about the Shine Serum.
Yeah, so we created that to give you just a little extra pop, meaning your color, and also just help with manageability. And it also is a protectant. It protects from UV and from thermal. So you can use it when you're dealing with, heat treatments and whatnot. But you just put a little bit on. You can use it on towel dried hair or dry hair, and it just pops your color. It just gives your hair like a glossy finish. So we find, that's a very popular product.
That's amazing. And then the travel kit, which is what, of course, I'm fascinated with, because the thought that I can travel and bring the exact products that I like, not have to stuff them in another jar. And then when I get to the place, I'm like, what was in this bottle? What was in this bottle? What was in that bottle? Tell us about the travel kit. I can't wait to use that.
Yeah. It's so funny that you said that, because more and more I hear people saying to me that they don't like to use the hotel products, even though sometimes you go to the hotel and they have decent products, right? Like they're not always bad. They're sometimes pretty good, but I think people just don't like the getting out of the routine. They kind of want to use what they are used to and what they like and what they know works for them. So we created this travel kit that's just these small sizes of our products that are exactly for that reason, just to make it easy for people on the go, whether it's like travel, going on a plane and going to somewhere, or it's just going to the gym, And that's been a great way for people to also sample the products and see, if they work for their hair. I mean, we designed our products to work for virtually every hair type, but, virtually is not 100%. So you got to kind of make sure that they work for you.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Moisture is the big thing. One of their sayings is hydration is life. And I know when I travel, my face can feel dry, my hair can feel dry, and airplanes definitely dry you out. So I'm always looking for moisturizing products.
Yes. I hear you.
And just to really, like I said, you guys really have to take out some time to pamper yourself. And pampering yourself means using a high quality product that's good for your body and good for you, and just taking time to do that for yourself, especially if you're dealing with staying home and, you know, you've got a lot going on. We all have a lot going on. So I think self-care is so important. So thank you so much for sharing this with us. Any last words you want to say about Masami?
Yeah. Can I just, given we're on a crowdfunding podcast, can I give a little plug for our crowdfunding that we're going to be doing in May 1, actually?
That's awesome. Yes. And when you get it launched, come back and talk to us about it. That would be awesome. Yes. Go ahead.
I would love that. But yeah, we decided that the ocean, as you said, hydration is life. The ocean is a big part of our purpose. We actually have a nonprofit that donates and funds research to help rebalance the ocean in Northeast Japan as part of what we do. Because our belief is when you take something from the world, you should replenish it. So one of the things that we've been working on, and it's taken us a long time to figure out, is how to create a more sustainable bottle, because, you know, we have plastic bottles and we all know, you know, the beauty industry is a big offender of creating lots of plastic in the world. So we are going to be creating a large size ceramic refillable sustainable bottle for our shampoo and conditioner. That you can put in the shower, that looks beautiful, that you can refill with cardboard refill containers. And we decided to create a crowdfunding campaign because it's quite expensive to make these, as you can imagine. And we're doing it on iFundWomen. We decided to use that platform, which I'm excited about. And we are launching the crowdfunding campaign on May 1st.
That's excellent. Well, congratulations. I think a ceramic bottle makes so much sense because the cardboard can be made of things that break down very well and all of that. And now we have a way to get the products and help the environment. So I think that's amazing. Love to have you come back and talk about the campaign and giving back.
Yes, I would love that.
Taking the ingredients from the ocean. And they're giving back. So that's amazing. Thank you so much for telling us about that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. Thank you guys for listening again.
Stay safe.
Take care of yourself. Bye. This has been it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right. And I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, and please share it out with your friends. I appreciate it so much. And you can financially support the podcast with 99 cents a month or $4.99 a month or $9.99 a month. That's right. Surprise! It's crowdfunding. Hey, you can support the podcast any way you like here on anchor.fm. I appreciate that. And I've got a special gift. Those of you who are supporting at the $9.99 a month will get a review of your projects. Normally I charge $250 an hour, but for my sweet and generous supporters, I am here for you. So you do whatever you want to do to help me, and I am going to help you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.